welcome to the Eyes Wide Open Life podcast. My name is Rocco. What you're about to hear is a recording that I do for a Substack publication of Eyes Wide Open Life called The Medicine of Understanding. There is a series just about daily called Just Be Like This Today. And the series is in response to requests that I've been getting from friends, clients and patients and supporters of my work to say that there's so many gems that I share, but that the work can be quite dense. So instead of giving someone too much, I just pick out one idea and I just encourage the listener, you, just to be like this today. Just to give yourself permission to put down all of the things that we try, hold, and include. Gratitude journals, journaling, meditation, yoga, mindfulness, self-love, inner child work, shadow processing. There's a lot of things that we're trying to nail. And in trying to nail too many of them, we nail none of them and we become overwhelmed. So this is a response to that conundrum. The sound you're listening to is Australian birdsong. Australia is the land of the dreamtime. Daring to dream, opening the cage and taking flight. If you don't dare to dream, you are executing on a coward's vision. Just be like this today. Today, I am daring to dream. This is a daily invitation to grant yourself permission to drop all your other nagging musts and shoulds about self-improvement, personal development, and living a virtuous life. Just enjoy this one cup of living wisdom. Just choose this one thing and sit with it today. If you lived your whole life dreaming, you would fall out of touch with reality. It is called fantasy and delusion. Only the villain and the trickster want these. Only the villain and the trickster want fantasy and delusion. Here's a piece I wrote about that called Coming Down. In brackets, reality is fundamental. Jump all you may, jump all you may. Yes, the pull of the whole earth is something you can defy in a single jump. In the lifting of a single stone or the loosing of borrowed tension from the borrowed sinew on the borrowed wing, a feathered arrow. But even the eagle who can carry a full-grown lamb to the loftiest eyrie on the tallest cliff finds and must meet the ground even in these high places. So it is with the truth. I did not mean to bum your groove, but that is how truth and reality is. We cannot live in fantasy because it is an illusion of reality. Reality will pull us out of the illusion, like your body waking you up when there is trouble at the door. But that also means that even the troubling nightmares need to end. Depression and anxiety are some of the body's way of waking up the heart out of the bad dream and getting the attention of attention into the dawning reality of what is unfolding and what is possible. Depression and anxiety are some of the body's way of waking up the heart out of the bad dream and getting the attention of attention into the dawning reality of what is unfolding and what is possible. The truth is that the world is as beautiful and full of mystery and meaning as you once imagined. Potentially. But to make that potential probable, we have to help create it and we have to refine the dream. To turn it from a possible to a probable takes some cooperation and investment on your part. To belong to a relationship, you had to walk and mend the boundaries between you and around you in a way where both feel safe and heard. To belong to a project or a hobby takes patience and endurance. To belong to an identity takes authenticity and resilience. To belong to the reality of our waking dream, we need to own the journey. And the reality we walk through, which means we need to have strong vitality and we need to feel vital. And to feel vital, we need to honor the needs of our body, caring how we learn and grow and how we process and recover. We need to honor the cradle we are playing in, the way we are integrated with our world and our environment. To be vital, we need to honor the spirit of hope that drives our creativity and our imagination. The last piece is also vital and necessary. That is what it means to dream. You get the dream you live. And if you aren't daring to dream your own dream, you are living someone else's. Maybe that's why some of it feels like a bad dream. If we don't dare to dream and connect wholeheartedly with our dreams, how can we ever be truly inspired? If you cannot be truly inspired, how can you ever connect deeply with a sense of purpose? Your purpose is to dream. So time box it. Make space in your routine for dreaming. Make room for that way of holding the conversation. Choose the proper stance of it. To dream means to loosen the sinews of literal meaning. Restrain the other voices, let that songbird sing, without bars and cages, and make a season and an hour for it, and devote yourself to the honoring of that hour and that season. This is how to dream and not be lost in the dream, or far worse, be lost without it. And this is like coming to get your cup of replenishment from the sacred magic well. This is like clearing the fireplace, gathering the fuel, kindling the fire of the sacred magic hearth and the holiday bonfire. In my practice, I run the cycle every 4 weeks and just about once a day. The season I make for it is lunar because you can't find a better clock than that. And I set new moon waxing as my cue to allow myself to dream again. And once a day, I let my imagination off the leash and let it go running with my heart for somewhere between 15 minutes and even a couple of hours, depending on what my life best allows. So to practice it, I put on some music that indulges my dreams or stimulates my imagination. Now, if you are partial to cannabis edibles, and these are safe, legal, and appropriate, these can loosen the sinews. Otherwise, you could be sitting taking the bus on the way to work, or doing menial chores that you can do with your eyes closed, like raking leaves, or shoveling snow, washing dishes, or walking the dog. And this is our passport, actually, yours and mine, out of drudgery. So instead of your vitality and enthusiasm being put to sleep by your more soul-numbing necessities, you completely switch the polarity and you make this the time when your hunting hound of your vitality and your enthusiasm can catch the scent of rabbit again. every now and again, make time for this quality of dreaming. When you aren't distracted or preoccupied with something or someone else, and that means you have to put your shit down from time to time. And it helps if you can stop filtering out the symbolic, the totemic, and the mythological from your life. These, the symbolic, the totemic, and the mythological, are the verbs, adjectives, and pronouns of that language that you want to be holding the conversation in. To dream is to play with the frightening questions that arrive in that language. Dreams always happen right at the border of the conscious and the subconscious. Between thought and feeling, dreams are about imagination and the shadow it casts. To dream means to loosen the sinews of literal meaning. Ask, what would I wish for? And let that puppy run before you take out the leash and poo bag of trying to work out the details. And once that puppy has had a good run, ask yourself then, how can I help make this happen? And let that ancient hunting hound off the leash and watch it go snaking through the undergrowth. This is the wellspring of imagination and creativity. Without the courage to dream, there is only what is already outside and behind us that we can draw purpose and meaning from. And purpose and meaning are our perennial source of courage and motivation. So if you want more courage and motivation, you have to dare to dream your own dream. It comes from inside. Dreaming is vital to vitality. This is one of the playlists I craft and curate to sit with. It's embedded in the post or in your email. Each of my playlists are a curated collection of tracks, and each track having something different to ignite in you, and when played in order, guides the listener on a journey. Here are another two to try. The one's called The Woman's Door, which is a list I created consulting with women, and Ceremony for One, another version of what I've embedded in the post, curated for holistic inner journey, for general use. These are playlists I created for my clients and my patients and for myself. You might choose other music for different kinds of dreaming. I'm highly neurodivergent, and this is how I dream. But please share with me in the comments how you like to dream. What kind of music plucks the harp strings of your heart like that? I would love to hear what your medicine is and how you take it. This is a reader-supported publication. If you're finding value from these daily prompts and reflections, kindly share it with someone who might get value from it too. Or consider supporting my work with a paid subscription. Until next time, take care. Thank you for listening. If this touched you in some way, kindly take the time to leave a review on the podcast app of your choice. I don't have another preoccupation with life. This is my day job, and everything that I do is reader and listener supported. Until next time, take care.